Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up on iPad Today, new goodie apps for some iPads that may be under the tree this year.
Are you doing the stirring the pot?
I don't know. It's the cauldron of the holidays.
Plus, Dropbox is taking photos seriously. Mm-hmm. Google's Maps, not quite perfect either. And Apple is yanking some apps.
All that and a whole lot of Yuletide with Leo's mom's blanket.
Yay.
On iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC from Citrix. GoToMyPC connects you directly to your Office PC or Mac from any other computer or from your iPad or iPhone. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today at GoToMyPC.com. Use the promo code iPad. And by Ford, featuring Bliss, the blind spot information system with cross-traffic alert and active park assist. Check out these available features on the 2013 Ford Fusion and 2013 Ford Taurus and learn more at Ford.com/technology. And by the all-new Slingbox, which can turn your mobile device into a television. With the new Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet, anywhere there's an internet connection. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit.
Hiya, 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 hiya,
hiya. Mom is a big iPad user.
Is she?
Yeah, she uses it for knitting and stuff. I just sent her an iPad 3 right before the iPad 4 came out.
Mm-hmm.
But she knit this Afghan for
that's
me.
Amazing.
Isn't that beautiful?
I know that has nothing to do with iOS, but that's like extreme.
It does.
I would buy that. They would sell something like that at like, I don't know, Pottery Barn for a lot of money.
You should get Linnell knitting. Doesn't Linnell knit?
I think she probably knows how to knit, but no, we don't do that.
Mom really uses a website called Knitterly.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. Unfortunately, there isn't a Knitterly iPad app, but there are Knitter's Companions from Interweave, things like that.
In fact, what's the big one? We have talked about it on
for
this
knitting?
Very show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
the
computers lend themselves well because there are patterns for this, right? And so you could have the pattern and you could stitch, as you're doing the knitting, you can follow along, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She uses, I don't know if she uses the, Mom, do you use the iPad for knitting? I think she uses it for other things. She uses her computer for knitting, though, for sure. And she's a member of Knitterly, which is a very active forum online for knitters.
Well, I'm not really sure which one I'm thinking of, but maybe somebody in the chat room
will remember.
The Vogue
Knitting Knit Buddy?
Yeah. My mom is also an iPad user now. She loves it.
Way to go, Linnell.
I know. Moms everywhere.
Yeah.
Choosy moms. Choose Apple. Hey, so I thought today, I was thinking, gosh, we're getting to the end of the year. This is sort of our last regular show.
It may be, if the Mayans are correct, our last show ever.
Our last day ever.
Could be tomorrow.
This might be the last day of all of our lives.
All over.
And if that's the case, we should have some fun. And that's why.
Cheers.
That's why bourbon is part of iPad Today episode.
You know what we need for this? A little eggnog in the bourbon. Or would that just dilute it?
No, that would be good.
Is it,
does bourbon go into eggnog or is
absolutely.
It
absolutely. Bourbon.
Well, we...
Can we get some eggnog here?
Yeah, what's up? Because somebody make Ravelry. Make our
that's
lives
the one
actually.
I was looking at. Ravelry.
Ravelry.
Not Knitterly. Ravelry. Thank you. And that is an amazing site for knitters. And they also have a Ravelry companion called, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Wooly.
Oh, I get it.
Wooly Bully.
I see what they did there.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute?
So
anyway.
So anyway, we do a theme off of the top of the show. And mm-hmm. I was thinking. And it's like, usually this time of year is fairly slow for tech news. You know, the companies sort of, people are gone for the holidays. They sort of shut down. They mm-hmm, don't have a lot of mm-hmm, announcements. Mm-hmm. But we've had quite a lot of iOS news. So I thought, how in the App Store they call it new and noteworthy apps?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we could have a reoccurring segment every time we just sort of talk
news
about
news and noteworthy.
Well, new and twitworthy.
New and twitworthy. I like that, too.
News and noteworthy. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's not quite as catchy as mine.
No,
but
I like new and twitworthy.
New and twitworthy. So this will be a segment that we do every so often when we just have a hodgepodge. We have a large app soup.
A large bucket. Soup. A large bucket of soup.
Bucket of soup.
I got one. Can I start?
Please.
The update today of Path. Did you see that? Well, we love Path.
Now, I saw it, but I can't figure out how to...
Well, one of the things they say is new is that they now have a search capability so you can search by date. So if you've been using Path for a long time, the idea of Path is it's your path in life, right? So you can see what you were doing all this time. But at the very top now, they have search moments. So this is kind of nice because you could search for what was I doing in December of last year, for instance. That's one of the choices. I could do summer, spring, birthdays, locations. I could see what I was doing when I was in France, and it'll show me all the French Path things. I think this is a nice little feature that Path needed. It didn't need it until we've been using it for a while, but now that Path has been out for a couple of years, the big change occurred about a year ago.
Well, and you can import all of your history from, like, Foursquare and Instagram.
And I did that,
And that sort of stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say that already?
No, but that makes the search more interesting.
Yeah, because you're searching your activity in a lot of places.
Well, for instance, I searched for France. Sarah was in the catacombs of Paris.
Just a few days ago. I was in the catacombs exactly a week ago, in fact.
Yeah, that looks really neat. Thursday. And you went, and you're brave because you went all alone.
Leo, is the weirdest thing. I know that some of you are probably not into a lot of skeleton stuff, but if you want to see more skeletons in one place than you ever thought humanly possible, go to the catacombs of Paris. It's really, really weird. And yeah, I was there, like, I was the only one there because I went first thing in the morning. It was the weirdest
thing. Kind of cool.
It was strange.
Like this search. You could search by moments, by emoticons, locations, birthdays. So if there were a lot of postings, as apparently there were on Veronica's birthday, I could go back and look at that. Dates and holiday seasons. So this is a really nice additional feature. Listening to music on the weekend, watching movies with friends. So they have some pre-canned searches, but you can also enter in a search if you want as well. So that is worth updating if you're a Path user, which we
nostalgia.
Are.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, I like
They've
Path.
Got the nostalgia thing yeah. down. Yeah, yeah, go Path. Good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Another app that's updated, and it was an app cap of mine a couple of months ago called Goji. Do you remember me talking about that?
Yeah, it's a kind of berry.
Well, it's a kind of berry, yes, but the app itself was a place. You know, you actually might have been out of town when I did
that. No, I think I was here for that.
Really? It was a food and drink?
Yeah.
Cooking?
No, it was what I was here
for. You were here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I like it a lot. I mean, basically, it's curating content from a variety of food and drink and, you know, entertaining blogs and putting them together in a very visual way. I like Goji a lot. In fact, there's a couple recipes I'm cooking all the time that I found on
nice.
Goji.
That's great.
Yeah. What's interesting is that Goji, and they always had this kind of weird, almost like cartoonish app icon that didn't really match the way that the app was really kind of beautiful mm-hmm, once you clicked mm-hmm, into it. Mm-hmm. So the icon has changed, but so has everything about Goji. In fact, they've now done this sort of hardcore push towards females.
I see there's a young woman in the icon now.
Yeah, and now I'm looking at a raspberry shrub, which is a delicious drink.
That looks fabulous.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
You need fresh mint, Prosecco, maple syrup, and raspberry vinegar. I could do that.
Prosecco is an Italian champagne, so it's a sparkling wine.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Now, I'm looking through drinks, but I can go over to food and look through a variety of recipes. What's nice
photographically
is that
gorgeous.
Photographically gorgeous. You go ahead and swipe up to see what kind of ingredients you would need to make this dish.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm interested enough to know more, then I click on the little fork icon, and it takes me to the originating blog. So this is, I'm now, Goji sort of wrapped it up, but I'm on the web now looking at the recipe at Food52, which is a blog that I am not familiar with. But, you know, maybe I should be. This looks a little bit different, but this is exactly what Goji did in the past. But now, and it's a little hard to see, they've got food, drinks, and then a variety of other categories. Lingerie, dresses, jewelry, heels, and bags. So if I just go ahead and, you know, click on, for the shoe people out there.
So it's more than food.
Yeah, but it's like, it's very woman stuff, right? I mean, if people say Pinterest is for women, Goji is really for women.
Right.
Or, you know, or the stereotype of women. And I don't have any problem with that. I just think it's odd. You know, I've got this app in my cooking app folder.
Not anymore.
Well, it's still cooking, but it's also this other sort of random stuff.
We've talked about this before, though. This is a hot category, the curation category. And so it's not just food curation now. It's they're curating blogs of a certain style.
That's true. That's true. I mean, what's nice is that from the food section, even though the app is quite different now, I mean, it carried over all of my favorites, my favorite recipes and this and that. If I'm looking in, why is that? That's very strange. Somehow I got some food in my heels. But if I, you know, if I like these, I can, you know, share on Pinterest. I mentioned Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, email. I mean, some of this is new. It's fine. Again, I have no problem with it. It's just, it's like they've rebranded themselves to be stuff women want rather than just food and drink that everybody wants.
I guess that's a market choice, right?
That's okay.
Yeah.
They probably had limited success with yet another cooking app.
Maybe.
There are a lot of them.
Can I propose a food app that is all about food?
Yes, but it better not be what my app cap is later on in the show.
I better look at the...
You better look.
I better look at...
so that you don't steamroll me.
Is your app cap that?
It is, yes. That is my app cap.
I'm excited about this. We'll talk about it.
All right,
we'll save it.
I know. I can't stop talking about cooking apps. In fact, I know this is kind of random, but I feel like there's a show. There's a show about food and apps and, I mean, the cooking iPad
You mean like
thing?
A show on Twit that would just be food
like
and apps?
Like a show on Twit. I mean, unless you're
I would love
interested.
To. We won a podcast award for best food and drink podcast with our...
Munchcast
with Cammy Blackstone. And I would love to bring that back. It was very popular with some people like John Hodgman, for instance.
It just seems like there's so many. I mean, their iPad apps is, I mean, just one category. But then, like, fun gadgets and tools and but it's sort of
How about
love
we,
of
we
food.
Do something like application in a movie? No, that wouldn't work.
What?
You know the dinner in a movie show where they have the couple and they make something and they watch a movie?
Yeah.
We could make something and watch an app? That doesn't make sense.
No. We use the app to make something. That's the whole point.
I would like to do
tech
that.
Tech helps
Let's
us
work
eat.
On this. Let's develop it's, this. This is a great idea. Some, Can I be on it? Because
yes,
I like to cook.
Yes.
I have a Cuisinart.
I'd love to.
Okay.
That's all I really want to do. So we can you all, know,
wait
we'll
a minute.
Do. We will transition
all
into...
you want to do is cook?
Well, that's...
Really? That's like such a big thing in your life that you would do that all day?
I don't know. I only cook like for an hour a day, so maybe I wouldn't want to
no,
do
but
it
I enjoy
much
it.
More than that. We can transition into food people right before your very eyes.
We could become
eyes.
Foodies. They we'll used to be tech foodies. People, and now they're food people.
Yeah, it's like they just talk about food, and then they, you know, under the guise of iPads somehow.
Have I told you about my big green egg?
No.
Mm. There's an iPad app for that.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I should really do this at one point. It's a cooker. And you can buy this thing called the iGrill. We showed it at Macworld a couple of years ago. It was a Bluetooth thermometer that you use for grilling that you attach to your iPhone or your iPad via Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. And then, so I have the iGrill. It has two probes, one for the grill temperature, because it's a sealed environment, so it's more like almost like a smoker, and then one for the meat. And then on the iPad, you run the app, the iGrill app. It won't do anything now because I'm too distant from my iGrill, but it's really fun because you could see the temperature. It has recipes, it has ideas, but you have to have a grill and this hardware, the iGrill thermometer.
That's
I love
awesome.
It.
Awesome. See, this is
there
what I'm talking about.
There you go. We got
about.
A show. We
this
got a show.
This is what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what else is new?
What else is new?
SnapGuide. SnapGuide is
What's
not...
that?
SnapGuide is the... I guess you'd call it kind of a social network where people... explain how to do things to other people.
Oh, to or with? They explain to other people how to do things.
It's
not
a,
how to do things to other people.
No, exactly. It's okay. A how-to.
Although I'd buy that.
How to do things to other people with this app. It's free. No, SnapGuide is not new to iOS.
That's also a show, by the way.
Well, I think every show is that
They're
show.
They're all shows.
They're all, yeah. Yeah. They're, yeah. So SnapGuide has been an iOS app for a while. I believe I have talked about it in the past on iPad Today. However, it's never been an iPad app until today. And what's cool about it is that it just looks better. I mean, this is iPad with a crock pot. Check this out.
Make cork planters.
It's like wine corks. I got a lot of those. Ooh. In fact,
how about
I've probably
that?
Got more of those than most anything else in my life. So
you have cork planters?
No, I have corks.
Oh, corks.
I have corks because I sure drink a lot. So, all right, let's start the guide, you know? All right, assemble your corks, you know, so this is step one of eight. All right. And okay, I need like a, you know,
a cork tool,
little screwdriver type thing. Yeah. And then I sort of, you know, it's kind of messy.
It looks messy, yeah.
Yeah, in a Swiss Army knife, you're basically just holing it out.
That's a recipe for disaster.
A little glue
gun
action.
This looks like, and a little spoonful of dirt makes the
soil. I think they call it soil.
Soil. Pardon me.
Yeah. And then you put little succulent clippings in there. And then, you know, you glue gun little magnets. And then you put it on your fridge. Ah. And it's all good. So now if I like this, I could be like, this is so cool. This is such a great DIY project. I really want to share it with somebody. Obviously, you have your ways to share it. And you can, you know, add a comment like, thanks so much for this great tip. Or whatever you want to say.
Wow.
You can decide that this user is super great. So you can follow them and make sure that their other guides are available to you. And so on. So it's very much like a iPad-friendly DIY project.
Would you like some eggnog to go with your bourbon?
Oh,
speaking of a friendly,
yeah.
This is an app that'll show you how to do things to people, like pour eggnog in their bourbon.
Not too much.
There you go. Just
don't
half
dilute
and half.
My bourbon.
Just half and half.
Oh man.
You know, I noticed they had a good one on there. How to make a 4-day candle out of Crisco.
Really?
Yeah. That's for emergencies, obviously.
Workout while traveling. No, see, this is actually something that I have a real issue with. Working out while traveling is, you know, you feel like, well, you know, if there's a hotel in the, or if there's a gym in the hotel.
If there's
hotel
a hotel in the gym.
It's a pretty cool gym.
You're going to be working out.
But, you know, I never end up working out when I'm traveling. So it's
I don't either.
Just kind of like easy stuff that you can do. You know, pack a yoga mat and go
That's
nuts.
A good idea.
This is actually, and she's super cute. It looks like Anne Hathaway a little bit. So, you know, I can just get some ideas from her. Look how fit she is. I just got to work out more.
I want the app just for that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that Snap Guide, it's totally free.
I'm getting that. That's really good.
Yeah, it's
Do you want to just quickly see the iGrill? I can't show you how it works, but they have an iPhone app. They have an Android app, but the iPad app is the one you want. Here, let me
oh
move
gosh.
This over a little bit.
Can I just say right now that this is so good?
That's much better, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bourbon and eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
Happy holidays to you.
And also to you.
Later, I'll show you how to do things to people. This is, so if you have the iGrill, you attach it by a Bluetooth. You got the timer that will keep track of what you're cooking. A graph of temperatures, which is really cool. But this is also cool because you can get some recipes and share them on the internet. You could say, right now, my turkey is 325 degrees, and share that.
Your iPad is very blurry. I think it's our camera.
Is it blurry?
A little bit.
Let me focus it. How about that?
Yeah, try to focus it.
Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, yeah.
Anyway, this is, you know, if you have a grill, especially if you have a big green egg, we all, some of these days we'll go over to my place and we can cook some steaks and I'll show you how the iGrill works.
I love it. Yeah.
Serve you some eggnog.
It'll be our first episode.
Holiday festival.
Of cooking with the gang.
Of cooking with the gang.
Yeah.
What else is new, Sarah Lane?
Hey, Quick Office. Quick Office
is... Do you use that?
Well, here's why it's cool. So, no.
Because we're kind of Google Docs focused.
Well, here's what's neat about Quick Office is that if you are a Google Apps business user, which we are at Twit,
and
a lot of other folks are, you can download the free version of Quick Office. There is a pro version that is not free. But the free version of Quick Office, sign up with your Google Apps account, and not only can you access all of the stuff in Google Drive, but you can also, you know, if you're in a big office with a bunch of people who are like, I've got Microsoft Word 97 docs.
It works with everything.
Not only will they open in Quick Office on iPad, but you can create new documents with these like old antiquated formats. If you've just got, you know, Susie over in finance.
And she needs Office 97. You can save your Google Docs to 97.
Everything.
All right. I'm getting it. I didn't realize.
Yeah. And all you need to be is a Google Apps, you know, business user. So for anybody who's a new business user, they're not going to allow that for free anymore.
Yeah.
You have more than 50 people. Isn't that right?
Right. Yeah. It's 50. You have to pay $50 a head.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but
a year.
But you know, some people, if you have legacy accounts, you stay, you know, grandfathered in. But anyway, I'm looking at my twit.tv, Google Drive. I mean, everything's there, and it's really nice, and it's free. So if you've got a Google Apps account, especially at a place of business, and you've got some people who are just like...
Which we do.
...can't get on board with an iPad,
This
is the way you get them on board, because all of their files will open.
Now, that's not free.
It is. It is free.
It is?
Yes.
Quick Office is free?
If you have a Google
Only for Google Apps.
Right.
Got it.
That's, they have a pro version for people who don't have, who aren't, you know, paying for Google
Apps. But if you do have Google Apps,
I mean, don't pay twice.
No.
Quick Office is free for you.
Very nice.
Kind of fun, huh?
Very nice.
Hey, for the links to some of the apps we mentioned, if they tickled your fancy and you want to know more about them.
I think it's actually the Afghan that's tickling my fancy.
Your fancies?
I'll
just take the word for it. Go to twit.tv/IPT. That's where all of our show notes live. We put all of our app links there. You can watch all, you know, all of our shows if you've missed one or two. We've got the video embedded right there.
127 shows.
This is 128,
strong.
Dude. 128. Wow. Divisible by many numbers.
Yeah.
That's a good episode number. 128.
Is that 2 to the 4th?
No. Yeah.
Something like that.
Wait.
2 to the 5th?
Math is hard. No, it's 2. Yeah, it's more.
2 times 2 is 4.
4 times.
Times 2 is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's probably an app for that.
2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. 2 to the 7th.
2 sevens. Hey, so please do go to twit.tv/IPT. And that's where you can subscribe to the show as well. Most of you are probably sick of me reminding you that you could subscribe to the show because you already do. But hey, if you know somebody who's got a new iPad this holiday season, might get something out of the show, tell a friend. Tell a friend. We have audio feeds too for those of you who, for whatever reason, just don't want to see our ugly mugs but still get something out of it.
Wouldn't it be nice when you leave the office if somebody called you and said, oh, you know, you forgot to give me the... You know, that slide or the data, or, you know, you have to do a, you have an OLAP cube, you had a massage or something. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just go, you know, pull out your iPad and access your office computer and do that and not have to go back to the office?
Yeah, if you live on magical Mars, wouldn't that be nice?
Go to my PC. You ever heard of it? From Citrix?
Oh. How does
it
work?
Here's the trick. Before you head out over the river through the woods to grandmother's house for the holidays,
go
to my PC on your Mac or your PC, and my goodness gracious golly gee.
Great balls of fire. What now?
you get the free app on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device, and you can now literally log into your office PC from your iPad. Whether it's Windows or Mac, you can access it anywhere. You could run any program, access any network resource, get that OLAP cube data there. It's a send and receive email, just like you're at work. It's really a very handy thing to have. But it's more than just handy. It means you're more likely to be able to take some time off, maybe work from home a day a week. It, of course, works from PC and Macs too, PCs and Macs. But iPad is great. iPhone is even cooler when you're on the road. I want you to try this free for 30 days. Access your entire office system wherever you are from any computer or mobile device. Just go to mypc.com. Click the Try It Free button. And right there where it says promo code, if you do me a favor and type iPad, that'll just let them know you heard about it on iPad today. You don't have to say any more than iPad. They know us, they love us, and you will love them, I got to tell you. Go to mypc.com. 30 days free awaits you when you use the offer code iPad.
You never have to turn around and go back to the office.
No.
I mean, that is the worst feeling.
No. You can also do things like you forget, like there's a process that you start at the office, or there's just things you do. You could just quickly log into the office computer and do it, push the button or whatever it is. It makes it very, very simple. I'm a big fan.
So are you familiar with a service called SnapJoy?
Is it? Well, didn't we just do SnapGuide? What's SnapJoy?
I know. They all sound the same.
Is it Happy Happy SnapJoy?
I think you're probably happy if you use it.
What is it?
Well, it's a way to access all of your photos in one place. And the reason I'm being vague
this is
about
huge.
It.
Huge. I know what you're talking about.
Dropbox
just bought them.
Dropbox just bought SnapJoy.
They bought Audio Galaxy and now they bought SnapJoy. They are up to something.
There is apparently the idea with SnapJoy, and what's weird about it is I was like, oh, I want to sign up for SnapJoy.
This sounds
like my thing.
You got it.
You can't now.
You're a Dropbox user. You got it.
But it's not incorporated.
So what does it do?
Dropbox yet.
So Dropbox, one of the big changes they made recently was when it will automatically download pictures from your iPhone or your iPad when you connect it to your computer.
That's right.
Or even on the they'll upload to Dropbox.
Uh-huh.
So it's like Apple's photo stream, except it's not Apple. It's an independent place, and it automatically will sync all those photos to all your devices if you're a Dropbox user.
Which
I kind of like this.
Yeah, I do too. In fact, I've got Dropbox.
Do you turn that on?
Right
do you
now.
Use that when you...
I haven't enabled it yet, but it's right here. If I turned on camera upload, I would auto-upload my photos.
Right.
I don't really know why I haven't, but here's some of the photos that I have on Dropbox.
Are you in the Dropbox app now? Is that what you're
doing? Yeah, I am. Yeah. This is the Dropbox app, which is... The thing with Dropbox, which has always kind of been an issue for me, is that it works great. You know, you save everything. It's all in the cloud. But it's not very iPad-y, right? Mm-mm. It's not like there's, like, a lot of fun. And what they're doing, it seems like to me, is not only rolling out some design changes and just some good functionality, like auto-upload your photos because you want to save them to Dropbox anyway, right? But now, if they acquire a company like Snapjoy... And Snapjoy, as far as I understand, is a way to access photos that are associated with accounts like Instagram and Flickr and Facebook, and just where all your photos are in one place.
It's kind of like Everpix, which you talked about a couple of weeks ago. It's a unified box for all of your photos, so you can see all your photos from all.
Which is awesome, because one of the issues is, like, my stuff is just all over the place.
Right.
It'd be nice if it felt like it was all in one photo album.
Good example. A lot of us were a little perturbed by Instagram's terms of service. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to worry if you were using one of these tools, because all your Instagram photos were already saved to another spot. You could move them around if you wanted to.
Exactly.
That's good. I want to try this. Now, we didn't explain what Dropbox is, but Dropbox has, I think it's 5 gigs free, and then if you want more storage, you buy it. And it takes that storage and it shares it everywhere. So you can have Dropbox on your Mac and Dropbox on your iPad. And if you move something to a Dropbox folder on your computer, it will automatically be available on your iPad. So that's probably the number one reason people who use iPads use Dropbox, is it's a way to get files easily without syncing onto your iPad, right?
Yes. Yes,
so you might have documentation that you don't want to email to yourself, or you don't want to connect iTunes up. You just want to have it there. You move it to your Dropbox folder, and then it's available. In fact, I do that all the time.
I have a file in my Dropbox folder that's just like, even though it's still sort of written as gobbledygook, just in case anybody ever looked over my shoulder, but it's, you know, like a variety of weird passwords for just like stuff that I log into once in a blue moon, and I'm just never going to remember.
Right.
And the best thing I ever did was just move that folder or move that file into my Dropbox folder, because now it's like wherever
it's
I am, it's great for that, where it used to be on like one particular laptop and that's where I had to do
I
all
have
my
passport and my driver's license in Dropbox.
Yeah.
For instance. So when I'm traveling, I have a copy of my passport.
You just know. Yeah. As long as you've got some battery life, you will get that information.
Right.
You know, and Dropbox obviously is not the only cloud service, but it's perhaps the most beloved. It certainly has the most name recognition.
And it makes sense, because until recently, Dropbox was just a place you put the data.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're putting some smarts
around it. They're making it visual.
Audio Galaxy means that you will be able to use it as a music storage platform. And now having this Snapdragon. Snap thing.
Not Snapchat, Sarah. Not Snap Guide. Snapjoy. Snapjoy.
You know what? Stop using Snap. It's taken.
Right.
Snapjoy. Actually, Snapjoy is free now. But using Snapjoy means that it will now... It always had kind of a nice slideshow feature and stuff. I just imagine they'll add more features to it, which is great.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. So good on you, Dropbox. Good acquisitions. Also, Apple released iOS 6.0.2, which fixes...
But not for everybody.
What do you mean?
Well, it's only for certain devices.
The iPad Mini.
Or the iPhone 5. It's not for iPad 3 or iPad 4, which is weird. It means
we
are now not on the same iOS version.
But
it's the first time Apple's ever done that.
But isn't it because these issues only applied
to
those
is.
Two devices?
That's why.
So?
It's a fix for iPhone 5 and iPad Mini.
Right.
Until now, everybody had the same iOS version.
Right.
Not anymore.
So if you have an iPad Mini and you've been experiencing Wi-Fi connectivity issues, this is one of the things that is fixed.
Get it. Yeah.
Absolutely get it. It's good. It's basically just a bug fix.
I presume they'll fix this in the next big update. Everybody will get the same big update, and then we'll all be the same.
This is not just sort of, what? No, be careful.
My foot was in the fire.
I know. It's actually getting very warm in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sweating. Just got to... Just very.
It's nice though.
Aggressive.
I think we should do this all year round.
Yeah, maybe.
I like it.
Why not? Yeah, we do. Just maybe not the candy cane.
6.1 in a lot of the chat room. Wascal and others are saying 6.1 is soon. So at that point, we'll all be back on the same platform.
Now, somebody's saying 6.0.2 is buggy and it drains your battery. I have not updated my iPhone 5, so I wouldn't know if that's true. Mm-hmm. But if that is true, I mean, it's temporary.
Would not be good.
No. Nobody wants their battery
both
to be drained Technica any faster than it has to.
And Tidbits are saying 6.0.2 drains your battery faster. That's maybe it might be worth holding off unless you experience this. So you get a choice.
Yeah, what do you want?
You want your Wi-Fi to work or
your
battery?
Do you want the internet? Well, your battery's going to go. What do you want?
I've been using the iPad Mini since I took it to Australia. I haven't had any real problems with the Wi-Fi. So
no. I haven't had any problems at all. I mean, that I've noticed.
Yeah.
App Shopper. This is an app that helps you find cool apps. Only if you've already got it on your system.
Not anymore.
Because it has now been pulled from the App Store. This is a new, basically, a terms of service that Apple started sort of loosely enforcing a couple of months ago.
It's a little disheartening. I think this is a useful tool.
Very much so. So this is App Shopper, and I have it on my iPad already. It's just, you know, not going to be updated. And, you know, if I delete it, I can't get it back. But this helps me find apps, you know, what's popular, what's new. I can save stuff or a wish list, you know, maybe, you know, if it becomes free or discounted. I can search for apps this way. I can save stuff. App Shopper is extremely popular. And it sounds like, and I don't have the exact verbiage in front of me, but what it is Apple doesn't like when apps point to other apps in a way that works the same way as the App Store itself that might confuse the user. I'm sorry. Who's confused by this?
I'm sorry.
Do you think that this is the App Store?
This must have more to do with phony promotion or something like that. Maybe Apple feels that only they should be able to point to apps because they can be careful about making sure that developers don't promote their apps inappropriately or fake reviews or that kind of thing. I don't know. I don't get it. Why would Apple care?
Well, because Apple doesn't like, I don't know. It's a control thing. I mean, it's...
Well, I think it must have to do with fraud more than anything else.
Right.
It's the only thing I can think of.
So, if you don't have App Shopper already, you might not see it for a while, but it sounds like, and this is definitely not the only app in the App Store that points to other apps that's, you know, sort of supposed to be a companion to the mess that is the App Store itself when you're looking for a productivity app, for example. And some developers I know are trying to work with Apple to figure out, okay, well, what do we have to change to get back in the App Store? Because obviously we want to be in the App Store because that's how you get attention.
And we should point out that this doesn't replace the App Store in any way. You still have to go to the App Store to download it. It's still the only place you can get apps for iPads.
Yeah, this is just pointing.
It's just a directory of reviews, a help.
Yeah.
A lot of websites do this. They can't stop those. I guess they can stop stuff on the...
Yeah, can you imagine if Apple was like, hey, The Verge, please
no
don't...
No more recommending stuff.
Please don't write a good review of that app and point to the App Store.
Yeah.
That sucks. Remember when we talked about drafts for iPad? This is quite a while ago, actually.
That's why I'm wearing my Afghan. I'm worried about drafts.
It's not with the fire. Hopefully you're feeling less drafty in general.
I'm actually sweating bullets, to be honest.
Drafts. I think Om Malik of GigaOm was the person who told me about drafts. Somebody did. And drafts is great. It's a place to take down notes, to write, to add events to things. You know, if you're sort of like, what's the deal? What's cool, and I know that you'll love this because you love Fantastical.
I love Fantastical.
Is that okay? So if I say lunch with Leo. So I'm just writing something down.
In my dreams.
Yeah, right? Wouldn't it be nice if we had lunch tomorrow? Woo! So lunch with Leo. Okay, well, where does it go? If I say, all right, I want to send it somewhere. I've got a lot of options here. Now, you've got Fantastical on your iPad. I only have it on my iPhone right now because...
So this would send to Fantastical.
Exactly. So right now, if I say, all right, well, I just wrote a little note and I want to make it an event... It goes, okay, well, here you are. You're in the calendar now.
Yeah, that's neat.
Is this Thursday? Is this Friday? Whatever.
That's great.
Yeah, and if you have Fantastical downloaded, then that's one of your options, which is really cool for anybody who... Because you recommended Fantastical, was it last?
A couple of weeks ago.
Within the last couple of weeks. It's fairly new, and people are...
It's not an iPad app. It's iPhone only right now, but...
Sure.
But it works fine on the iPad.
Yeah. I mean, if you're...
It's my favorite calendar app on the phone now, though. I love it.
I mean, if you... I feel like if you love it on the iPhone, even though it's not iPad native, I mean, why not just use it
so that
it all feels the same on your variety of devices? And they also have a Mac app, too. In fact, they did before they had an iPad.
That's why I use it, because I use the Mac app like crazy.
Yeah. Drafts is really nice, by the way, and I won't get too far into it. But, I mean,
it's a little weird, though, because
everywhere.
Drafts, you're entering stuff in one place so that you could send it to another place.
Right. Think of it as the way to jot down, whether it's a short note or an event or a long blog post or a tweet. I mean, you can do pretty much everything in one app.
So maybe you'd live in that
defeats
app.
Defeats the purpose of, you know, having lots of different apps that do one thing really well.
Yeah.
But some people get overwhelmed.
Have you been using it? Do you like it?
Yeah. I use Drafts mostly to kind of compose. I don't know. I mean, obviously, creative writing. I guess that's what it is. That sort of thing. It's not necessarily anything that's going anywhere.
Oh, you mean your resume?
Yeah. It's creative writing, all right. Oh, try to make myself sound important. It's tough, actually. It's hard to do.
I certainly hope you're not looking for work.
Are you kidding? I will never leave.
No, because I ply you with liquor.
I will be the last woman standing.
Have an eggnog.
Drinking my eggnog. And I'll be like Twinkies. I'll never die.
Never die.
I'll just stay. And I'm sorry for everyone.
That's painful. I wish you wouldn't bring that up.
What?
The good news is anybody who has Twinkies in stock, they could stay on the shelf for years.
Oh, I'm sorry. The painful
demise of Twinkies. Yeah.
Oh, they're terrible for you. You don't want that stuff. You have a donut. You know, grow up. All right. So that's... that's
grow up. Have a donut.
There's some donuts in our kitchen. They're really good. I just wanted to make myself feel better for
there's the biggest bear claw.
Shoveling down a jelly donut this morning.
That bear claw is the size of an actual bear foot. It's this big.
We measured, and it's exactly the size of a bear foot. A big bear.
Yeah.
Yosemite bear.
Well, you can't measure it anymore because I ate it.
Well, good for you. Hey, Leo, what's new with Ford?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
On the subject of bare feet.
I'm glad you asked. You know, I'm going to be on the Ford stage at CES on Tuesday the 8th, interviewing some big Ford bigwigs and stuff. And we're going to be talking about connectivity in the cars and stuff.
You know, they always have a really nice stage there.
They have a great stage at CES. And I'm trying to get in good with Ford because I'm trying to get a deal on the new Ford Fusion Energy. This is the car I really want. But I guess I'm just going to have to pay for it like everybody else does.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
They give new Fords to everybody at Revision 3 is driving a brand new 2013 Ford.
That's not true.
Me?
Is it?
No. Yeah. Mauricio was here in his 2013 Ford Mustang.
That's really?
With the Michigan plates.
He doesn't even work there
anymore, but I guess he gets to keep the car.
That's not. Is that true?
Yeah.
Ford, call me.
It's okay. I like my car so much. I bought the 2010 Mustang, and I love it. And it's going to be now the company car. I think that Lisa wants to drive it. And I'm going to get the new Ford Fusion. I'll tell you why. It's the state-of-the-art in technology. Actually, 2013 Ford Taurus would also have this stuff. Like, John, you could show this. The blind spot. I need this. The blind spot information system with cross-traffic alert. What this does is it's actually radar. I can't believe they do this. They put radar in the left and right rear panels of your vehicle that senses when a car is in the blind spot. You can just show it here, right, like this. So, there's a part in your side mirror where you can't see a car. So the radar sees it, though, and lights it up in your mirror and plays an audible tone. It's also good if you're backing out of a parking space. You know how this must happen to you all the time because you're so tiny. You can't see around the trucks and the vans. This thing knows when there's oncoming traffic. It says, don't pull out yet. Okay, it's safe to go.
Love that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. In fact, just yesterday, recently, I almost hit somebody in the parking
garage. You could just wait. Okay, safe to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. Of course, you have a backup camera and all of that. They're putting sensors, cameras everywhere. That lane assist is cameras in the front that watches the lanes. They've got the active park assist. This uses cameras all around the vehicle. See if you can find that video, John. It's at Ford.com/technology. And I've used this, and it is spooky. It's so cool. You tell the car, I want to park. This must happen to you all the time because you live in San Francisco. Parking spaces are like gold.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't always tell if you could fit in that parking space. This uses the radar to measure the space. It says, I got one. It's just the right size. And by the way, it's extremely accurate. You could fit into very tight spaces. Then you say, okay, park it. You take your hands off the wheel, and it literally parks the car automatically. This is the closest thing you're going to get to an autonomous vehicle in the next year or two. This is amazing, and I think it's just the beginning.
And so many people are just such bad parallel parkers.
It's one of the hardest things you do.
And instead of hating yourself and feeling bad,
just park perfectly.
Just have your car do it for you.
None of this to get into. Are you a good parallel parker?
I'm an amazing parallel parker.
Are you really?
Yes. It's one of my greatest talents.
So there's a
rule
you like.
A lot
look,
of people
you pull forward, but you have a little bit sticking out. It's all geometry. And then you turn it all the way, and you look in the... It's too complicated.
I can even do it backwards. You know, on a one way on the left side, watch me. 4 seconds in and
okay,
done.
Well, if you're not Sarah Lane, you might want this.
Nobody
active
is.
Park
That's
assist.
The point. That's what I'm getting at. You can never be this good.
Everybody could be as good as Sarah Lane.
You need this forward.
How far from the curb?
How far do you want me to be?
Really?
You want 4 inches? You want
could
4
do that?
Feet?
You could do that?
Yeah.
Because this will do it. It's exactly 6 inches. It's like, it's perfect.
I can't actually do that.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
Just so that you open the door, you step on the curb. It's perfect. Anyway, I am just really impressed with what Ford's doing with their vehicles. I am buying, and with my own hard-earned money, the 2013 Ford Fusion Energy. It's a plug-in hybrid. You ought to be proud of me because you're earthy crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
This is
granola
100...
for life, yo.
I don't know yet what the mile per gallon equivalent is. I think it's going to be 110 miles per gallon equivalent.
Wow.
That means because you use electric when you're in the city, you don't have to use the gas at all.
That's so nice.
At all.
And you don't have to pay for gas either.
No, it'll save me a lot of money.
Think about that.
I'm so excited. Ford is leading the way. You can find out more at Ford.com/technology or, got a good idea, go to a Ford dealer. Say, I want to try the Active Park Assist or the Bliss. Go further. Ford.com/technology.
We got an email from Larry in Cheyenne, Wyoming, who says...
Love Cheyenne.
I've never been there.
Cowboy.
But you know, Cheyenne is one of my favorite names.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's
you
a
go
beautiful
through it on the train.
Word.
Yeah, you go through it on the train. It's great.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get off?
Oh, yeah.
Do you just look at it?
Walk
while
you're
the on dog. The train? Like an Amtrak?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Zephyr. The California Zephyr stops in Cheyenne.
How fun.
Yeah, it's
I
great.
I want to do that. Maybe that'll be my next trip.
You should take...
I'll stay stateside.
You should take a train trip. It's wonderful. Get the sleeper car.
Yeah.
So great.
I love that. I don't know why I haven't done that.
Oh, you'll love it.
Well, Larry lives in Cheyenne, and he says, I'm not all that excited about Google Maps.
Get the cream of wheat.
Okay.
They're famous for their cream of wheat.
I used to love cream of wheat.
Oh, well, you will love train cream of wheat. It's the best cream of wheat you ever had.
Really?
Yes. I know you think I'm joking.
I do.
Tell us a little bit about this, Larry.
No. Well, I'm going to read his email.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I'm Larry. He says, I've not had Apple Maps stranding me in the wilderness. The useful and time-saving features totally lacking, in fact, in Google Maps are the ability to use Contacts app to access my contacts addresses.
That's true.
And the lack of ability to click on the pin at a location and create a new contact with addresses or phone numbers or email, etc., or add info to an existing contact. Both of these Apple Maps does quite well. He says, now, I've never been a one map app kind of guy. For turn by turn, I like Motion X GPS Drive. That's the best one in my opinion. But he says, while Google Maps is a nice addition, it's still third on my list.
Here's the question. And, of course, that's absolutely true. But here's the question. Is that Google's fault or Apple's fault? And in my opinion, it's Apple. Because
they won't let Google access your contacts.
And this is always a debate. You know, on Android phones, you can access anything. You can have an app can write a text message for you. But on Apple's phones, and I think they do this for very good reason, they really limit inter-app communication. They don't let, for instance, Google Maps app write contacts. They could or read contacts. Now, Google could say, and it would have to ask permission, may I read your contacts for that purpose? And so it could do that lookup, but it couldn't write to contacts. I don't believe there's any way for an app to do that on the iPhone. I may be corrected, or the iPad. And I think that's a security thing. And the same reason you can't have an app that will write a text message for you. Only Apple can write text messages on the iPad and the iPhone. And it's just a security thing. It's a different philosophy.
Right.
It's the same reason that Siri won't pull up Google Maps if you ask for directions. But you know the workaround on that, right?
You say via transit.
Via transit.
Yeah, that was actually one of my i5 for the iPhone tips, which
you're
clearly not watching. But you should.
Oh,
it's
I'm
really
a little behind.
Are you?
Yeah, I've been drinking too much eggnog in the evenings, and
well,
I know.
Well, it's nice that we have some time off next week. I will catch up. Best of shows.
i5 for the iPhone. It's a wonderful show all about the iPhone.
It is. Yeah, it's nice and concise, unlike this show in almost every way. All right, we got a voicemail from Norman. He has a question about audio recording, and before we start this, Jammer B, when he says, "And my phone number is," let's just stop it. Thank you.
Hello, Sarah. Hello, Leo. My name is Norman Bowen. I'm calling from Monroe, North Carolina, and I have a question. Do you know of an app that I can use on my iPad Generation 1 where I can record streaming audio, i.e., meaning, let's say if I'm listening to a radio show, it's live streaming, and I want to record it, do you know of an application that will allow me to do that? I'm currently using the best one so far, the iPad Gen 1. Beat me up later for that. My phone.
So, and by the way, please don't leave your phone number. We're
not going to call you back.
Sadly, I'd love to chat, but I don't like talking on the phone, and we don't want to, you know.
So the only way you could do that is if you're using an app that supports recording. So I can give you the answer. For instance, if you're listening to want to listen to radio stations and record it, TuneIn Internet Radio, which is our very favorite radio app, has a kind of a recording capability.
It does, yeah, and that's fairly new.
Yeah.
I think it's only been introduced in the last couple of months, and that applies not only to actual radio stations, but podcasts as well.
Absolutely. Anything you're listening to. But it has to do it within the app. And this is exactly what we were saying
sponsorship of
before.
The
so I'm going to record KQED right now just by pressing the record button. And I'm recording this radio broadcast right now.
By NASA.
Let's turn it down a little bit. And this gets back to exactly what we were saying earlier, which is that inter-process application communication is limited by Apple. They don't want you, for instance, to have an app that can capture audio and then record it. Mm-hmm. It can capture it from the microphone, but not from another app. So, yes, there are ways to record streaming, but it has to be in an app that supports it. And a very good example is, he didn't say what he wants to record, did he?
No, he said radio shows.
Well,
so I
tune
would
in, we'll do it.
TuneIn Radio would definitely be the place to start.
And this is a wonderful app. I love TuneIn.
There have been times where, you know what I do is, because I don't have cable, and sometimes, if a football game or something like that is not on network, I'm out of luck. Like Monday Night Football on ESPN, can't watch it. So I go to the gym. My gym is really ghetto, and so they have TVs on, but like there's no channel where you can tune in to,
you just
like,
have to
hear
watch
anything.
Oprah.
You just watch it.
Everybody's all watching.
But so what
same.
I do is I fire up TuneIn Radio and I listen to a radio feed of the game, which is better anyway. I mean, I haven't done that many times.
But you could do that.
It's a solution. Yeah.
So let me stop this recording and just show you. So I was recording this on KQED, and now I'll go back to my menu and see recordings. And there's the recording that I just recorded, and I'll play it back for you. And so, yes, this is what you want. Now, if you want to record video,
visitors can shop for gifts.
That's a recording. Mm-hmm. If you want to record video, then you'll need an app that can support that. I don't know exactly what he wants to record, but certainly for radios, this is a wonderful choice.
That would definitely be definitely be the choice.
That's called TuneIn Internet Radio, and there's a free version and a pro version. I have the pro, so I'm not sure if the free version does this. I would guess that would be one of the things they'd leave out of the free version.
In fact, it is part of the pro version. That's one of the things that you upgrade to.
Pay for it. It's worth it.
If you want to. Yeah, it really is.
Totally. It's not expensive. It's a few bucks.
We got another email from, oh, crap. Somebody.
Oh, crap. That's not a good name.
No, it's a terrible name.
His parents
were mean.
His mother
should be ashamed.
Yeah.
From somebody. I'm sorry. But this actually plays in really well. I put this in the show well before we poured the eggnog, so it's just serendipity. He says, or she, I am just in the middle of watching episode 126. So that's two episodes ago. That was when Leo was drunk. And I just had to take the time to write you and say, you should let Leo drink more often during the show. I usually get a chuckle or two from you guys anyway, but this episode was pretty epic.
I was
all
on
the best.
Fire.
Hope you're having a safe and fun trip. Fun trip. Oh, because I was on vacation.
This is before you
Merry
left.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
First of all, I'm having a little beverage. I am not by any means tipsy even, and I wasn't on that show either. I would not drink to excess. I do what they say in the ads. I drink responsibly.
No, I think that's true.
And I should point out, I am not driving today. I walked to work. I'll be trying to walk home.
Yeah.
Ozzy will be with me, and he'll probably keep me on the sidewalk.
Ozzy knows, hey, Stay between the lines.
I literally live half a mile from here.
Half an hour.
Well, it depends
half
how fast you walk.
Half an hour if you get lost.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we love hearing from you. All of the feedback that you send us each week is awesome, and thanks so much to everybody who does. We try to add as much of your feedback into the show as we can in the time allotted. Yeah, you gotta thicken it up. You can write us at...
For those of you not watching video, that might seem a little odd. She was talking about eggnog.
We're just talking about an eggnog carton. That's what that weird noise was. Everyone's blankets are still on. iPadToday@twit.tv is how you can email us. Leave us a voicemail at...
Sorry, I'm used to it.
757-504-IPAD. Or for extra points, you can send us a video, and we will play it on a future episode, as long as you keep your blanket on as well. Questions, comments, ideas, anything, just upload the video somewhere and send us the link. And thanks in advance to everybody who watches and gives us feedback every week. You're the best.
There is another way. I wonder if... Now, see, Sling... Okay, so he wanted to watch... Let's say you wanted to watch TV.
Yeah.
If you had a Sling box, you could record, but you wouldn't be recording on the iPad. You'd be using the Sling player... to watch your home theater, but because the Sling player lets you access your DVR, you could then use your DVR to record a show and then watch it on your Sling player. So there'd be a way to record your television system. Have we talked about Slingbox lately?
Well,
every show.
It happens to be one of the best apps ever because it's as if you've packed up your home entertainment center with all of the shows that you've DVR'd and stuff that you're in the middle of and live TV. I mean, how could anything be so wonderful?
You get your whole TV guide here. You can literally say, I want to record an individual show. But again, it's not recording it on the iPad. It's recording it on your DVR, but then you could play it back on your iPad. So here's how it works. If you go to slingbox.com/tweet, you can find out more. You get the Sling player. The new one's out, the Slingbox 500. Oh, it's wonderful. You there it is, that cool-looking one. You hook it up to your home theater. So that would be your satellite or cable box, your DVR. You'd work with DVDs, almost any video source. And then the other thing you do is you hook it up to your internet. Now, the new Slingbox 500 has Wi-Fi as well as Ethernet. So if you're not near an Ethernet jack, you can use Wi-Fi for this. And essentially what it's doing is putting your television system at home on the internet, password protected, of course, only you can watch it. But that means anywhere you can go, you can now watch your home theater system on your iPad or other devices, your laptop, your Android device, your iPhone too. It's really awesome. So this would be a great holiday gift, especially if there's somebody in your family who travels or, you know, maybe a big football fan doesn't want to miss the big game coming up next month. You know, the playoffs are here. The Super Bowl's almost here. You got to watch. Slingbox means that you can watch whatever's on your home system. You don't pay additional fees. You just buy the Slingbox and the software and you're good to go. Please check it out. Slingbox.com/Twitter. Visit Amazon, Best Buy. Fry's has it. And you can pick up a Slingbox for yourself. It really would be a good holiday gift, I think, for a gadget-loving TV viewer, somebody with an iPad in your family. Slingbox.com/twit. We really thank them for their support all year long of iPad Today. They're big believers in iPad Today.
Well, we're big believers in them, and they've got a great app, so it's a match made in heaven. Hey, Leo, you got to put on your app cap because it is App Cap Awards time. And look at me.
You are matching.
I'm striped to the nines.
Look at that. That is so cute. And me too. I match.
You sort of match. You're match-ish. You've got a lot of red and gold.
You know, they tell me that when you mix reds, different shades of reds,
I mean,
this is clashes.
This is a guy who loves his craft so much that he truly does not care what he looks like. I mean,
how can you say such a thing?
Because I'm looking at you.
No, that's how.
It's lovely. It really is. I mean, there's just...
I have every shade of orange on me right now.
There's a lot going on.
It's
wonderful.
There's a lot going on.
You got a Niners scarf. God love you.
Honey, you look like you just got out of Muncie, Indiana Correctional Facility. I mean, what is this?
Maybe you did. Maybe I did.
Maybe
I did some bad stuff, but I paid my dues, and I'm back, and I've got a really good app cap.
Now, I almost stole your app cap because I'm excited about this, too.
I was actually flabbergasted that this was not your app cap. because I knew that you would know. This came out a couple days ago, and it's
very exciting. We're both big. We love Evernote.
Love Evernote.
We should say we love Evernote and we love food.
That's actually the two things I love most in life. Food, much more. But now Evernote has come out with an iPad app called Evernote Food, which is funny because the CEO of Evernote, Phil Libin, said, he tweeted or something, listen, I do two things all day, every day. I'm either eating or I'm thinking about eating.
Right.
So I want an app for people like me who are obsessed with food. And I'm like, I am like that too.
This would have been great for you to have in Paris, for instance.
Oh,
you were having
gosh.
So many wonderful moods, foods. So it's kind of like meals. I mixed meals and foods and made moods.
but you get in moods with food.
Yeah.
Food mood.
And what you would like to do, you came back from Paris, and sometimes you'd like to reminisce about what was that great meal? What were the courses? What did I have? Mm-hmm. And this is perfect for that.
And it's for the Evernote crew. So if you already use Evernote, then you're already familiar with taking little clippings from things that you see online and making notes for yourself and grabbing a photo or a screenshot and having it all in one place.
This is not new. We should mention it was on the iPhone.
It was.
Early, in fact, a year ago, I think, Phil Libin announced this for Evernote. But iPhone. This is brand new for the iPad.
It's brand new and it's awesome.
I love it.
It's
better on the iPad.
It really is. I think anything, because the food is very, you know, you want to see it and you want it to look good. So this, and we talked about Goji earlier in the show. This actually has some elements of Goji where you're actually exploring recipes written by other people. So if I'm looking just at my little splash page, I've got recipes, my cookbook, restaurants, or my meals. So if I just go into explore recipes here. And it's really beautiful. It's done really well. These are a variety of sources that Evernote is pulling from. So Grandma's Peanut Butter Cookies from a site called Framed Cooks. Sounds great. Let's see a little bit more about that. I'm now, again, going to the originating site that's wrapped in a little Evernote wrapper here. And I can find out a little bit more about Grandma's Peanut Butter Cookies. They look amazing. I am a sucker for a peanut butter cookie, and I get the recipe and, you know, how to make it and all that good stuff. So that's recipes. I mean, that alone, I'd be like, okay, I love Evernote food. But there's so much more. My own cookbook is where I can, if I'm making a new meal, I can take photos, make notes, add tags, places to these meals that I've created. So it's sort of, you know, it's a little bit of, you know, me saying, if I made a recipe last week, I kind of remember that it was good but the details don't stay with you that long.
They baffle.
Yeah. So this is just a way to stay a lot more organized. And if you go back to the homepage, this is where it gets really interesting, because in the restaurants area, you say, well, okay.
This is so cool. Look at this.
That's totally different.
Look how fast this populates.
This is.
Awesome.
We're in Petaluma right now. Small town, but there are a lot of restaurant options. And you see them right here. Here we are at 140 Keller Street. And if I go ahead and click on this, that is... it is
Social Club should be right there, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm just trying to. Oh, Bricks. It's
Bricks. Oh, I like Bricks.
Bricks is good.
Good pizza there.
What's neat is that this is powered by Foursquare.
Yeah.
And Foursquare has got all the information when it comes to restaurants that are around you. In fact, that's kind of their new strategy. So this is not only a place to save all of your own notes and kind of keep track of your food-related adventures, but also find places. Social Club is right here. If I go ahead and click on Social Club, not only do I see where it is, I mean, it's right next door to us, but I can look at pictures of Social Club. Some of the restaurants also have menus that are included. Again, that stuff that Foursquare has. So you can click through that. You can call. You can see what their website is. It's really nice. And of course, if I have a meal at Bricks or Social Club or something, I can talk about that. And of course, it's saying lunch by default just because of the time of day. It knows that probably at 2:30 p.m. I'd be having lunch, not dinner. So it's just
That's smart enough to help me
categorize.
Yeah.
And then finally, my meals it's sort of a all-encompassing, here are my moments with food. So like you were mentioning, stuff in Paris.
I have from last year's Le Web, the Badoo Speaker's Dinner. At Joel Richon, L'Atelier. So I have the menu, and I took each course. So it's a perfect example.
Wait, no, that was not where the Badoo dinner was. That was where you and Lisa went, because you guys are high rollers.
It actually was where the Badoo. Remember the strange people on stilts?
That was not that.
That was at Joel Robuchon's
L'Atelier. That was at Le Georges.
Oh, let's not fight.
All right. Let's not. weirdo.
I know, because I have it in my Evernote. So what you're saying that I lied in 2011?
I'm not saying you lied. I'm saying that's not where it was. You're just confused. It's happened.
I have the proof in my Evernote. This is why food is so great.
I was at that restaurant like 10 days ago. It's not big enough for... No, you're getting your days mixed up. It's okay. It happens to the best of us. You've had quite a bit of nog. But that
was at 5 Rue de Montalembert, Paris, de France.
France.
Right there.
France.
See the pin? How could I have lied? What do you think? I went there and I lied about it?
No, I think you went there and you're just forgetting that you went there because you wanted to go and you're thinking that it was a speaker's dinner. Unless there was another
Except
speaker's
dinner. Except
that
it says dinner. Badu speaker's dinner at Le Web.
Unless there was another one that I just didn't know about.
It says the date. It says the whole thing.
You did it. You did that.
Anyway, see, this is so useful because if you have an argument like that,
then you've got proof. And then it's, you know, my word against
Leo's. Which
she
won't believe.
Well, because I, you know, you're... Anyway.
I love this. This is a wonderful app.
This is maybe the most all-encompassing food app that you could ever want. I mean, if you're actually taking this all seriously...
If you're the kind of...
This is the app that you want, and it's free.
If you're the kind of person that takes Instagram pictures of your meals, you need this.
And by the way, if you're an Evernote user already, stuff that you're clipping can come in... Evernote food is, you know, you're using the same account on both services.
We should really point out this is just an interface to Evernote.
Yes.
They also have a People app. Same idea.
Yeah.
I hope he does the People app on the iPad. The People app's so fun. When you meet somebody, you say, oh, would you enter your contact information? And you hand them your iPhone. They put it in, and then you say, take a picture of yourself and ask for three different poses. And now you have a great contact addition to your Evernote. It also will go to your contacts, and I just love this. It doesn't go to your Apple iPhone contacts, unfortunately.
Got a little burpy.
Did you notice that?
I did. I just thought I might as well just point it out and embarrass you. I don't know. Yeah, that's Evernote food. It is great. These guys are killing it to say something really douchey, but they are.
Winning.
Duh.
Duh.
Winning.
Winning.
You know what the worst one is?
What?
Scheming.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, I don't know why. It bothers me so much.
Scheming?
Hashtag scheming. Like, the two of us are hashing a plot. We're going to take it down.
My daughter has started using Instagram. Did I mention this? I did.
You did, and you said that the kids are like Twitter's for the olds. It's all about Instagram.
She'll do is hashtag. She doesn't write text. It's all hashtag.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hashtag, hashtag, hashtag.
And like a sentence, but everything's just hashtag?
Yeah.
It's not actually
I do not think that means what you think it means.
No. I have friends from high school who do that on Facebook, and I'm like...
It's very popular.
You're making hashtags that won't go anywhere. You're not helping yourself or others. I don't get it.
It's the kids today. You're starting to get old.
Well, or the 36-year-old people that I went to high school with who want to be kids.
They want to be
a lot of those, too.
They want to be with
it. Sonoma County, you know.
So Tumblr now has an iPad app, and that's my iCat.
Long time coming.
Yeah. They've had iPhone app for a long time, and I think they did a nice job making it's free. Now, do you know what Tumblr is? It is a blog platform. It's free. It's great. A lot of businesses even use Tumblr. I was surprised. For instance, Instagram's response to the complaints about its terms of service was on the Instagram blog, which is a Tumblr.
It is, yeah.
And more, lots of people just use it as their blog or as their platform. But where Tumblr really excels is... It was kind of pre-Pinterest, a way for people to collate their passions. So there's Tumblogs about people who love Marilyn Monroe. And they just, every picture of Marilyn Monroe, they put it on their Tumblog.
Yeah, it's called like fyamaryland.tumblr.com.
That's the one. You know about that one. It's a great blog. So what happens with Tumblr is on the web, you get a dashboard and you can follow blogs just as you would follow a Twitter. You see all the different blogs in kind of a nice stream. And I find it a wonderful way to follow my interests, and it almost makes a little magazine. The iPad app does the same thing. You see, you have on the left, you have your choices. You have dashboard, explore, account, notifications. You can also post from this, which is nice. But these are the blogs I follow. So I follow Katopolis, and she publishes a lot of great images on Katopolis. You could same thing. Then this is not so very different from the web interface. It does give you the chance to favorite something, to reblog it, which a lot of people do on Tumblr. I love this guy, JTO the Izzo, which is a science Tumblr that is just, it's called It's Okay to Be Smart, and it's just fantastic. And he talks about science all the time. Here's a fun one. I Spy a Famous Face. This is a Tumblelog where people take screenshots of famous people before they were famous in a movie.
Oh, cool.
Which is really fun to see them. For instance, look at that. That's Luis Guzman in a Hume Crumb and Jessica Tandy movie called Batteries Not Included. There he is. He was just a minor character in that. Isn't that fun? And you can see him there. So
it's also, I mean, there Tumblr has a great, if you look,
you know, use the Explore. Like, so I'm going to go to the Explore.
Like the technology section.
Yeah.
I'm always adding people to follow on.
Absolutely.
On Tumblr.
So Explore gives you an idea of interesting tags or blogs. And that's another thing that you can do on Tumblr. If you're interested in robots, you can actually track a robot's tag. I'm going to press the track button here in it. Now I will get in my Tumblr feed.
That's funny.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Meth kills.
Before and after. Yeah. Isn't that funny? So these are all pictures of robots and stuff. Now they're going to be in my Tumblelog. So Explore is a great way to find new Tumblelogs. Let's cancel that tracking so we can see other stuff in here. I think Tumblr is a wonderful resource.
And it's, it's really exploded.
It has taken
Tumblr's
off.
Tumblr's been around.
I think in many ways it might be the next Twitter.
Different because it's really, it's a microblogging service that's just so much more fully featured.
Brad Pitt was in Friends? Look at this.
Yes, I did.
You knew that?
Yeah, because he plays a guy that was bullied by Rachel when they were younger.
Oh, I can't believe
that. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt were married at the time, so it was like, oh, it's so cute. You know, he plays a guy that hates her on the show, and then he divorced her in real life.
So it kind of
really
came
sad,
true.
Yeah. And I'm still not over that.
Yeah, I kind of
know how
you feel.
I'm still upset about that. Do you know he's 49?
I know. He's almost my age.
49.
I've got abs like that. I just don't
I'm not
like
saying
to
49
show
is
off.
Old. I just don't think he ages.
He's almost
really.
My age.
Yeah. He's a very good
In
looking
7 years,
person,
he'll be my age.
But mean.
But I'll be 7 years older, so it really won't be anything.
Yeah,
to crow
so you
about.
Just, you he will never catch up with you. It's weird how that works.
Tumblr, it's now available on the iPad. Highly
Finally.
Recommended, free.
Yes. It's a great, great app, a great service.
How old is Aniston?
40 something. Mm. Early 40s?
She looks good.
Sure does. She's my girl crush.
Yeah.
Always has been. Yeah. All right. Well,
you always reminded me of her, actually.
Yeah, I used to get that a lot.
Yeah.
When my hair was sort of long.
You don't get that anymore?
No.
You still remind me of her.
Well, thank you for saying so.
A young Jennifer Aniston.
Thank you for saying so. I'm not that much
a young, hot Jennifer Aniston.
Well, now you're just being a liar.
A young,
just like you were with that bad dude
hot,
dinner.
Drunk Jennifer Aniston.
Well, that's a little bit more accurate.
That's it.
We'll do it for this episode of iPad Today. We will be back next week with our special sort of holiday year in review wrap up.
I could have just done this for my happy.
You could have, and it would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, lovely. Very cute. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We will be, the Twitch studio will actually be dark next week. We're not actually
We might
going
be dark forever because in 1 hour and 17 minutes, the world
the
comes
world
to
ends.
An end.
But, you know, there are people in Australia who are saying, we're still alive. So think about that, right? Mind blown. So the episode that you'll see next week, you won't be able to watch live because we pre-recorded it.
Right.
But it
we'll
will be
put it on
available. We did not want you to miss a week.
Thursday.
And, of course, we'll be back the week afterwards, which will be 2013.
This is our last show of the year?
Yeah, until next week. And
which
that,
will be our
That's
last
our last show of the year. Thanks for watching, everybody. See you next time. Oh, my God.